Good morning, Pine Grove. We are here for our online, our social distancing service. We're missing you. We are getting a lot of contact through emails and phone calls, and I know that you're busy doing your prayer time over our word that we talked about last week. Today, we're going to play off that word a little bit before Apostle comes and shares. We're going to be looking at two sets of verses. The first one is Genesis 35:18, and it says, "And so it was, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin." I was reading this week during my prayer time, and this, I got drawn over to Genesis, and I read this verse, and it played in and supported our word that we were looking at last week. If you remember, your prayer is David's stone against the giant, against the plague. And we had looked at a verse in Judges that talked about select men who were left-handed, who took aim with their stones, and they didn't miss. So we're going to play off of that this morning. I want to start off, like I tend to like to do, is to look at the Hebrew for this, so you really get the full meaning of this verse. Because if you just read it by itself, it's like, wow, that's really great. We've got a plague going on, and we got people dying, and she's talking about a verse, and everybody's dying. But there is life in this verse, and I like to find the life. I like to find the hope and give that to you, especially while you're at home by yourselves, and we can't gather together. So we want to start with, "And it came to pass as her soul." Now, you remember, as we've talked, your soul is that living being. It's that living part of you. And as she was in departing, so as she was going forth, as she's in the process of passing, if you work in hospice, they would say you're in transition. And in as we get closer to that end of life, they move us from just passive transitioning to an active transition. So she was, even though she was in labor, things were not going well, and she's in an active transition. She's in the process of going out. She died. Now, this is one of those words that you think that you know, but it's really important when you get a verse and it stands out to you that you grab your Hebrew Greek, grab your Strong, start going through the Hebrew or Greek, depending on if you're in the Old Testament or New Testament, meaning for these words. This word "died" actually means a premature death. Premature death. Now, we know that in Psalms 139, it talks about our days are accounted. And so there's sometimes, and you know, I would have been one of them who said, you know what, the Lord sets all of our days, so there isn't a premature death, or, you know, except that there are times when, according to Scripture, like here with Rachel, that there are premature deaths. We have the Lord's perfect will, and then we have his permissive will, and in these places, we're seeing that, a premature death. So it wasn't in his perfect plan for her to go at this point, but he allows it, and he allowed it. So we have a premature death. We have the word "called," which means proclaimed. So as she is laying there, she is proclaiming that this son is going to be Benoni. And the interesting thing with the word "name," it means that it is your reputation. Your reputation. And particularly in with the Israelites, with the Hebrew people, your name is your reputation. So Benoni means son of my sorrow. So if I can read this, it says that as it came to pass, as her living being was going forth, for she was dying prematurely, she proclaimed that her son's reputation would mean son of sorrow. Now we're in the midst of this coronavirus. We see numbers continuing to increase. We hear, especially me, I'm talking to my students online. My students are all over the nation. I have several in New York. They're telling me that they're watching their patients die daily. It's overwhelming them. So we're in this time, in this season, not just in America, but across the world, where we are seeing a lot of this premature death going on. And what we don't want to be, if we're going to be using our stones, are these people who are calling out, are proclaiming sorrow. We're a people of hope. We're a people of life. We're a people that know that God does have a plan for us and that he will watch over us. The awesome thing here is that the Father steps up. And this is crucial when we're doing our intercession and our prayer, when we're coming daily before our Father and we're pushing him to help us know how to use our stones, how to pray effectively in this time. But we're coming to our Father because our Father is the one that's going to give us that life. And it is, at this point, it is Jacob who steps up and he says, no, at this time, we're not going to be called we're not going to call him a man of sorrow. We're not going to take that doom and gloom side. We're going to look for the hope, and I'm going to speak life into him. The word Benjamin actually means son of the right hand. Now, to tie it back in to Judges, that verse that we used last week, it was select left-handed men who took aim. Now, if you, and I this stuff is always interesting to me, but they'll tell you that left-handed people are more creative, more artistic, okay? So when you're doing your prayer, use that left-handed side. Let God be creative through you of how to do your prayers and what to pray for. Let him speak to you and let him be the God of all creation who... He might come up with totally different aspect or direction to come at things. But we want to use our left-handed side. But at some point, we want to move over to our right-handed side. We want to be the son of the right hand. That talks about that word right. And when we talk about right hand, when you look that up, when you look up the full meaning of Benjamin, son of the right hand, and it goes on to say son of prosperity, son of good fortune. Now, I'm not talking necessarily money, because there's a whole lot of ways that the Lord will make us prosperous people. You know, our verse that we've been chewing on over the last few months, 3 John 2, as your soul prospers, so does the rest of you, your health and everything. So we want to be this, we want to be Benjamin. We want to be the sons of the right hand. We want to be, later on it talks about Benjamin being wolf-like, the tribe. Jacob declares over Benjamin that they will, in the evening, they will enjoy their spoils. These are a people of victory and of triumphs, these people on the right hand. As I normally do, and I would encourage you to do, when there's unusual words like this that stand up, you know, son of the right hand, start looking through the Bible. Are there other places that talk about the right hand? Are there other places that it ties in life and death with the right hand? Well, we go to Psalms 118. And this was so cool. I got really excited when I saw this. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live, and I shall declare the works of the Lord. Here we've got that right-handedness, and if we are, it says the son of the right hand. Well, Jesus sits on the right hand, and he is the firstborn son, and we are brothers and sisters. We're children of the Most High. We've inherited that. And so this part about being right-handed ties right into it. This word, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. What are you doing valiantly right now? And don't tell me that you're sitting in, you're social distancing and you're in your house. Because guess what? You can do some valiant things while you're sitting in your house. You can be really, truly that general of your prayer zone. You can attack things that need to be attacked in prayer. And you will get answers that you would not otherwise get. So you can be calling people. You can be staying in touch. You can be emailing. You can be texting. You can be doing all kinds of things. I know that there are people who are out there dropping off food. We've got all of our healthcare workers and emergency services and even Adam with the blood banks collecting. These are all valiant things in a time where we are confronted with the possibility of a virus that could bring death. Be valiant. Be that right-handed person. This right-handed person is somebody who, it's not that creative side, it's the logical side. It's the analytical side. The side that says, you know what? What my Bible says is that God protects me and he has a plan for my life and I'm going to trust him. He says that he puts a hedge around us to protect us. He says that his eye is on us for those that are worshipers, that he hears us. So be the right-handed person in this battle. Pray in your prayer closet, left-handed, creative. But when you go outside your prayer closet, pick up this right-handed piece. Be the Benjamin. Because here it says, I will not die, I will live. And this is what the word live means in this particular verse. Revive from sickness, from discouragement, from faintness, from death. Let's revive. Revive from sickness, discouragement, faintness, and death. And declare to number, to take account, to enumerate. That means start listing all of the things that God has done for you. Don't dwell on the negative. Don't dwell that, I'm waiting for my unemployment, that my toilet paper's running out. We don't dwell on those things. Dwell on the things and start counting them, the things that the Lord's done for you. And that he continues to do. We're supposed to declare the works of the Lord. This is deeds, labors, undertaking, the enterprises of the Lord. It's an interesting word. Achievements, the deliverances of the Lord. Those are the works. Declare those things of the Lord. You know, it tells us in Isaiah that we are to shout to break the yoke off of us. And in Revelations, it talks about we are overcoming by our testimony. This is part of I shall not die, but I'm going to live. I'm going to thrive. I'm going to be the son of the right hand. And I am going to count back to the Lord the works that he has done on my behalf. You know, I you've heard me say it a lot of times, and sometimes I get giggles about it, but man, it's 50 degrees in northern Michigan today. If it's not raining, or even if it is raining, get outside, walk around your yard, start talking out loud, declare, shout, call it out, start walking around your yard and declaring, calling out, counting back the good things that the Lord has done. And we're going to be a people who thrive, who revive from sickness. It will revive you from discouragement. You'll see a shift in what's taking place. We are the Benjamins. We are the wolves. That's what it says, Genesis 49, Jacob, when he's speaking over Benjamin, he says, you'll be like a wolf. You'll attack the prey in the morning, and in the evening, you'll enjoy your spoils. So let's use our stones, continue to use your stones. Be creative in how you pray, how the Lord speaks to you. Pick up that logical right-handed piece and go out, even if it's just you. Walk around. You can't get outside. Walk around your house. Declare your testimony. Declare it and thrive and prosper. No premature deaths. Not physical, not mental, not emotional, not spiritual. See what God has for you. We're excited about what he's doing. He is at work, and excited to hear your stories and your enumerations about how God's working. Amen.